This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Update for November 13, 2020. We're going to walk through about eight quick stories. The first story we'll call COVID-19 plus the stock market, a tale of two cities. On one hand, you've got COVID numbers rising rapidly, a million new infections this past week, plus record hospitalizations of about 69,000 as of yesterday. And more, everybody's going to know somebody who's been touched closely or hurt closely by COVID. So our prayers to those people. At the same time, we're seeing the stock market hit record highs based on three to five different factors. First is a perception that vaccines are coming and moving relatively rapidly. Both the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine with great results. Second, the pace of rebounding of the economies in the third quarter or second quarter gave people great evidence that things would bounce back relatively quickly if we get through this horrible period of time. Third is the understanding that these surges in COVID generally last 6 to 8 weeks or so and then get a little bit better. Fourth is the concept that stimulus from the federal government is probably coming in some sort. And finally, the last issue is that there's no place else to put money but the stock market, as the yield on treasuries and cash and CDs has gone down to near zero. So we've got a number of things that lead us to the spot where COVID is horrible, but the stock market is performing great. Our second and third stories deal with real estate and retail, both in a horrible situation. First, this year you'll see record store closures. Store closures in 2019 were about 9,500, and that was a record year. This year, based on the post of the pandemic and the rise of e-commerce, there's projected to be 11,000 store closures in 2020, a record number. Related story, our third story of the day, 30% of malls, when they close this year, Morgan Stanley shows that about 30-35% of all shopping malls may close permanently. This reflects 20% of larger malls, and then a lot of smaller malls may close permanently. Our fourth story is sort of a study in business strategy 101. Walmart has moved to a spot where it's selling most of its interests in overseas bricks and mortar retailers and businesses and really doubling down on its e-commerce. And this is a very simple math. Its return on investment on its e-commerce efforts are growing significantly. Its ownership of supermarkets in the UK, Japan, Brazil, and other places is going okay. So it's basically made the decision. It's largely selling these overseas assets and doubling down on e-commerce assets where it's doing great. Fifth story of the day, Costco is selling Wheels Up memberships. Wheels Up is the private jet membership club. You spend $17,500 to join it. And you pay hourly fees that are much lower than you would pay for other private jet memberships like NetJets and so forth. Fascinating how Wheels Up is trying hard to grow and selling through Costco, and Costco sees this as an actual part of the market, not just a unique part of the market for the 0.05% or so. Fascinating sort of evolution. Our sixth story of the day, PNC, largely a regional bank, is buying the U.S. operations of BBVA. BBVA is a Spanish-owned bank. It has $104 billion in assets in the United States, 637 branches. PNC, by buying so, will make more of an effort to become a more national bank. Our seventh story of the day, SpaceX, an Elon Musk company, had another launch yesterday with NASA and is largely replacing what NASA was buying from the Russians in terms of space transport through SpaceX. Of course, in addition to SpaceX, Jeff Bezos also has a company that's a player in this, Blue Ventures. And so fascinating sort of mix of private space leadership and interest to see Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos at the very front and foremost in this. Last story of the day, many people rejected with COVID and so forth a baby boom. Exactly the opposite is happening, and this has probably been true in the last couple of recessions. People are more cautious of adding on more children in a recession, and that's been the case here. In China, births are down 8 to 10%. United States are down 8 to 10%. They're expected to be down 400,000 to 500,000 next year versus being down 42,000 in 2018. That's a great reduction in the number of new births in the United States. In any event, a lot of interesting things going on in the news. Hopefully we get through this COVID surge relatively quickly. It's really brutal for healthcare workers throughout our country, and our prayers out to them and the people who are losing family members and close friends to COVID. Thank you for listening to the Becker Business Update. And thank you to our magnificent production team at Executive Podcast Services, Jeremy Corr, Kate Cruz, and Grace McKellar. Thank you.